Saddle up your horses. Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. It is Monday, the 12th of November in 2018. So I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this, but we are getting our first snow of the season here in Northeast Oklahoma. It's so beautiful. It's wet and cold out there, but you know what? I went out this morning and I turned on my little buddy heater and I sit outside for about probably 45 minutes and had a very hot cup of coffee. I actually had a cup of coffee from an old school percolator coffee pot this morning. I went over yesterday and took my French press over to my daughter's and left it over there. And then my regular coffee pot I put in storage because it's the ministry coffee pot and didn't think I would need it. Didn't want to mess with the espresso machine and getting it clean since it hasn't been used in forever. So I went old school. And let me tell you, that is the hottest cup of coffee you will ever have in your entire life out of one of them old school percolators. It was really good though. So I enjoyed my time outside. I had my buddy heater going, sitting on my porch. I created myself a little wind block on the north side of me with my screen door and enjoyed God's beautiful blanket of snow, which the white snow kind of reminds me of God's love and how he covers all of our junk and our mistakes and everything with, you know, the blood of Jesus and makes us white as snow. So that was pretty cool. So, yeah, you know those struggles I've been having with working out. This is what I've decided to do. Since I do physical activity 5 to 6 days a week with my job, I'm just going to stick with my challenges that I've told you all about before and do my, you know, core challenges with my plank and the wall push-ups and wall sit and some yoga stretching, because the exercising and doing cardio and all that, when I've done it for 3 to 5 hours a day, it's probably just not going to happen. So I'm just going to be real frank and honest. At this point in my life, the extra workout besides my strengthening is probably really not even necessary, because I keep my heart pumping, you know, quite a bit with the physical stuff I do. So you have to ask yourself what works for you. What are you going to be able to stick to and commit to and do that? So that's what's going to be working for me. So there you go. There you have it. There's my workout advice. I am not a professional in any way, shape, or form, so you might want to get some professional advice on that. I can't believe how close it is to Christmas. I have gotten quite a bit of Christmas shopping done, but little to go. This year, I think I'm going to be doing more like gift certificates for cleaning and things that I can do and not spend actual cash, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I love Christmas. You know, I have this Hallmark fantasy of how I want my Christmas to be, and it's not really exactly like I want it to be, but it's about family. It's about celebrating and being together. So I'm not going to let the negativity of a lot of the people complaining about Christmas and the commercialism of Christmas, destroy my Christmas. You know, I know a lot of people that are going to be doing without, but I wish we could go back to the Little House on the Prairie days where they made things for each other and stop worrying about it. It's not about the money. It's not about the gifts. It's about Jesus Christ, the birth of our Savior, and family and love and pretty Christmas lights and, you know, light your fires in your house or light some candles if you don't have a fireplace and just be together and spend time together. But let's not skip Thanksgiving, of course. Thanksgiving is, some people, it's not really important to them. You know, my family, it was a big deal for a long time. It's kind of been messed up for a while as far as if we're able to get together or not. But I love the fact that we get together and just spend time together and we're not having to worry about gifts. I love my mom's homemade dressing. She does cornbread dressing. And I'm sorry to all the Northerners or any crazy Southern people that like white dressing, white bread dressing, light bread dressing, whatever you want to call it. But that stuff literally makes me gag. I cannot eat it. But everybody has their own preference. I prefer cornbread dressing. And if my mom doesn't end up having Thanksgiving, I may have to drive all the way to Texas to get my second mama's cornbread dressing because it's the only one I've ever tasted that tastes exactly like my mother's. So it's kind of cool. But no, I'm going to be around here for Thanksgiving because I'm going to take some turkeys over to the Community Crisis Center, to their shelter here, and maybe spend a little bit of time with those ladies and get some family time in, go do some fun stuff over the weekend, and, you know, just make the best of life and enjoying the time off. My work has been really busy, and I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful for that. I get to spend, you know, 3 to 5 hours not only doing physical labor that helps me exercise, but I also get to listen to podcasts and teaching the word, praise and worship, Christmas music, whatever I want to listen to keep me motivated and encouraged. And there's not many people that get to do something so rewarding while helping others feel better and come home to a clean house. You know what? Dating at the age of 44, when you've had multiple heartbreaking marriages and relationships, is completely, I'm going to use this word, asinine. Honestly, dating is terrible at this age. I sometimes wonder if arranged marriages, if they didn't have it going on. No, seriously. I mean, that's probably not a good idea because arranged marriages, you couldn't really get out of them if they were crazy and abusive. But dating is just not fun when you're 44. It should be. And maybe at the right time and the right place and all that, it gets fun. But there's so many things that you go over in your head, like, was that a warning sign? Am I ready? What did they mean when they said that? Well, I remember when such and such did that or said that, this is what they meant. Maybe that's what they mean. It's just a crazy thing that goes on in your head. So I'm not sure, you know, if I'm destined for single life, but I do know that God's created me for a purpose and such a time as this. And if I have to be sassy, single, and satisfied in Jesus for now till he comes and gets me and takes me home, hey, whatever. If God has greater things in store here, in that area, then it'll be kind of like, well, them Hallmark movies where they're walking in the dog park and, you know, they're walking their little doggy and they run over the other guy, they run into him and knock him down. And they're like, oh, I found my true love forever. No, I really, seriously, I've been talking to my friend about it. And I think what will happen with those people that are so focused on God and running after him is they will run smack dab into that person and not even recognize it at first. That happens in every single Hallmark movie, every single one of them. They're like, no, I don't even like you. You're not my idea. Usually it's probably not going to be your idea if it's a God thing, because our minds aren't that big and we don't see the whole picture. So that's just my take on dating, if you all wanted to hear that. It is Monday. I'm running late, very late, because I really don't want to work today. I want to enjoy the snow, but I need the money. So I'm going to get off here and just head on over and get some stuff done. Thanks for listening to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. Don't forget to check out my website, dreamcatcher320.com. And on there, you will find my blog.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.